So Rabbi Bolse, we're here on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and if you count from down from the top of the page, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down from the page, and the line starts at Mikal V'Choma. We're up to the word Hacha. Let's just review that. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, we have a Kal V'Chomer from the more Chomer case, which is Tumas Mess, and there the Torah tells us that if the mess is on one side of the Ohel and a human being is on the other side of the Ohel, and in between there's a Yiriya, there's some sort of Mechitza, then the person, the live person on the other side of the Yiriya of the Mechitza remains Tahar. So it means that a Mechitza is matzil b'fnei atuma. That's the chomer case, and the Torah says that explicitly. Now we're going to derive from that with the kal v'chomer that in the case of kelim, specifically of a kli cheres, if there's a mechitza that separates one kli that's inside the kli cheres, we'll call it a kli shetef, from the kli cheres, then the contents, the ochlin u'mashkin, inside the inner kli remain tahar. Because relative to Tumas Mes, Tumas Kalim is much less severe. It's not a Tumas Zayin Yomim, it doesn't require Hazah, and it's only Metami Ochlinu Mashkin, whereas a Mes is Metami everything. It could be Metami animals, it could be Metami Kalim, it could be Metami an Adam. Everything is subject, susceptible to Tumah from a Mes. So that was the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara thinks that fundamentally Rabbi Eliezer accepted the principle of Rav that min b'she'eno mino lo machriv, which means that the mechitza, because it's eno mino, should not separate the tumah and not serve as a chatzitza for the tumah. But once we have a Kal V'Chomer, the Kal V'Chomer comes lafuke to undermine that logic. And this becomes the exception to the rule. The Gemara asks the following question. According to your logic, that a Kal V'Chomer has the power to undermine any sort of general principle, any sort of svara, logical principle, then we don't understand the sheet of Rav. Because Rav tells us that if you shechted a chatos for the purpose of chulin, and chulin, as we said yesterday, is eno mino, therefore, it's not a significant machshava l'shem zevach acher, and it doesn't create a psul of chatos, the normal psul of shalo l'shma. Again, chatos, if you remember that Mishnah, was the exception to the rule, where shalo l'shma passes the karbon. However, in the case of a machsheva, not for another zevach, not chatos l'shem ola, but rather chatos l'shem chulin, since the machsheva's chulin, as we discussed at great length yesterday, belongs to a different world, it's eno mino, it doesn't register at all, and therefore the chatos remains kshera. So the Gemara says we should apply a kal v'chomer. Because if a machshava for kodshim, let's say from chatos l'shem ola, undermines the chatos and disqualifies it, how much more so a machshava l'shem chulin, which is a less significant machshava, that should also pass all the karban. But rather, the Gemara says that we have to assume that Rav, when he says that a chatos l'shem chulin is kshera, is not based on the svara of eno mino eno machriv, but rather he's based on a yalfusa. And what is that yalfusa? The Gemara says we derive from a pasuk lo yichalu Hashem as kodshei b'nei Yisrael eis hashayirim l'Hashem kodshim mechalim kodshim v'ein chulin mechalim kodshim. So now we're up to Alma. The Gemara says, Alma, what we see from this is asa kra v'afke mikal v'chomer. That if we have a collision between a kal v'chomer and yalfusa, then the kal v'chomer gives way and succumbs to the power of yalfusa. The Alfusa is motzi midei svaras kal v'chomer. It completely undermines the logic of a kal v'chomer. So therefore, even though based on the kal v'chomer, we would have assumed that chatos l'shem chulin should be possible, but because of this gzeres hakos, of this Alfusa, we're going to establish that chatos l'shem chulin is kosher.
What's Alfusa again?
Yalfusa means a derivation. Okay, I should make sure you have that in your lexicon, because I'm going to use it all the time. In fact, most of what we're going to do today is Yalfusas. We're going to be back and forth how to derive things from Psukim.
How do you spell that?
Yud Lamed Pei Vav Tuf Aleph Yalfusa. Milalshon Yalef. Yalef means to derive.
That's an Aramaic.
That's Aramaic.
Right. Derivation from a Mishnah. Yes.
For no, Yalfus always means from a Pasuk.
Oh, from a Pasuk.
Yeah, Yalfus is always from a Pasuk. So our Pasuk here was in Vayikra Chav Beis, and it says, Lo Yechalu es Kodshe Bnei Yisrael, and from that we derive that a Machshev es Chulin, meaning a Chatos Hashem Chulin, does not invalidate, that's a double negative, it does not undermine the status of the carbon, and the carbon remains kosher. And we see from this that the Yalfusa undermines the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, if that be the case, then hachinami lesi tocho lafke mikal v'chomer. The word tocho in Parsha Shmini, in the Parsha of Kli Cheres, should teach us that the ochlin that are inside the oven are tmeim, even if they're on the other side of a mechitza. And that Yalfusa will now undermine Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer. Let's again review. Rabbi Eliezer says if in mess the mechitza is matzil, it saves the tumah, then how much more so in kelim, in a kli cheres, the mechitza should save it from tumah. So Gemara says, but we have a principle of afke, of asakra, the afke mi kal v'chomer. And despite the powerful logic of the kal v'chomer, we have a pasuk. And the pasuk here is tocho. And when it says tocho, it means to tell me in a very expansive way that any ochlin u'mashkin that are inside a kli cheres, and you remember that there's a sheretz that's inside the avir of the kli cheres, all that's inside the kli cheres becomes tamei. Even though you might argue that the kli cheres is the source of the tumah, but the ochlin u'mashkin are located inside a second kli, and that second kli should become a mechitza, and for that matter, any mechitza. You remember we had yesterday a discussion about a kaveres shenokva; it had a hole in it, and therefore lost its shame, its status as a kli. All those things which are called mechitzos should no longer be matzil b'fnei atumah, even though you had a kal v'chomer to derive from tumas mes, then a mechitza should be matzil. It protects the ochlin u'mashkin because the ochlin u'mashkin are on the other side of this mechitza. But no, now we have a limud from tocho. We'll soon see how the Gemara derives this from tocho, and that's because the word could have been toch, and the extra vav is derived as a ribui to include something in the tumah. In other words, the power of the tumah of kli cheres, of avir kli cheres, is going to be expanded to the other side of the mechitza because by virtue of this yalfusa from the extra vav of the word tocho. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, hai tocho mi boile. Rabbi Eliezer needs the extra vav of tocho to derive a different halach. It's not free to cancel the kal v'chomer and tell me that the mechitza is matzil. No, we need it for something else. I'm sorry. It's not there to teach me that the mechitza is not matzil, right? That the ochlin become tumah, they contract tumah, but rather I need tocho for another discussion.
I mean, you see this extra vowel, but I mean, the extra vowel is needed because otherwise the sentence won't make sense.
So we'll get to that later. I'm just, you know, all this, in other words, the Gemara right now is being very enigmatic about it, and it's just saying that we derive something from tocho. I'm just mentioning to you that the Gemara later on is going to try to analyze what is this word tocho, how does it give you a ribui to include the ochlin that are on the other side of the mechitza, that they contract to. So Rabbi Eliezer responds that I need the tocho for something else. And that is for the case of Ochlin Shegiblon Bitit. Now what this means is that they surrounded the food. Let's assume they did so. I'm just suggesting this on my own. They did it for protection purposes. You know, if you leave food stuff exposed to the air, you know, different things could happen to it. Things could crawl in and crawl out. So what they did, they covered it with some sort of a solid substance. The Gemara gives an example, some round cement ball or so that would protect it. Giblon means to cover it. So the food now is covered by this cement object. And therefore, what we have here is a situation where the tumah, something like a sheretz, could not possibly come in contact with the ochlin, because separated, the ochlin are covered by this cement. Okay, now, what does he do with this food that's enclosed inside cement? Hichnisan li'avir tanur. He has a tanur, an oven, that is tamei. Again, it became tamei because a sheretz came into its avir, into its airspace, as we said yesterday. And now he places ochlin inside the tanur. Now kli cheres, once it becomes tamei as a result of the avir, it's metame ochlin umashkin inside the kli cheres, inside the tanur. But salka daita chamina, I might think hoil benigia lo metame, since in this situation the ochlin are so covered and so protected that there's no possibility of a dover tamei coming in direct contact with the ochlin, and therefore the ochlin now is not susceptible, that it doesn't lend itself to tumas negia, tumas maga, is ba'avir nami lo metame, meaning that a situation of ochlin umashkin vis-a-vis its susceptibility to tumah reflects the following. You want to be metame et midin kli cheres bi'avir, but first we have to go to the basics. Before we get to the big chiddush of kli cheres, that's metame even bi'avir, let's talk about the classical case of tumah. And that is negia, mago, when there's direct contact with the sheretz crawls on top of ochlin, and the ochlin becomes tame. So if the ochlin are in a situation where they are susceptible to tumas mago, now we can place them in the orbit of tumas klicheres, of avir klicheres. But this case, where it's ochlin shegiblon betit, and there's no possibility whatsoever of tumas mago, we're going to mafkia, we're going to exclude these ochlin even from tumas avir. That was the logic of the Havamina. Kamashmon, says Rabbi Eliezer, for this I need the extra vav of tocho to teach me, no, that tumas avir of a klicheres works independently of tumas maga. The Torah has established that the tumah of a klicheres in the avir is metame ochel umashkin in all situations. It doesn't matter whether the ochel lends itself to maga or doesn't lend itself to maga. So just to summarize, what we have here is the following mechanics. Rabbi Eliezer needs the tocho as a ribui to include tumas avir in the case of ochlin shegiblon betit. Therefore, he doesn't have the vav, the tocho, free for a ribui to tell us that even the ochlin on the other side of a mechitza become tomei, and therefore he goes back to his original kal v'chomer position, deriving from tumas mes, that a mechitza is matzil b'fnei atuma, even in the case of avir kli cheres, and the ochlin that are on the other side of this partition within the tanur, within the kli cheres, remain tohar. V'rabbanon, don't the rabbanon need tocho for the case of ochlin shegiblon betit, and therefore they no longer have tocho free to derive that the tumah of the avir kli cheres applies even on the other side of the mechitza? The Gemara says lo tzrichi kra. They never had this havamina that they would need a pasuk to kam lafuki. There was never a thought in their mind that just because you took ochel and you surrounded it with this cement covering, therefore it's not susceptible to tumas avir in the case of a kli cheres. To them, it was pashut, and they don't need this drush of tocho in order to be metame the ochlin that are megubalim betit. Therefore, they use the word tocho to teach us that the ochlin on the other side of the mechitza become tome, and we're not going to derive the opposite conclusion from the Kal v'chomer of Tumas.
They're basically saying completely the opposite to Rabbi Eliezer.
Correct.
They're using the tocho in completely the opposite to the way Rabbi
Correct. Eliezer. Correct. Correct. So it comes out like this. Everybody agrees, both the Chachom and Rabbi Eliezer agree to one basic point, that tocho is a ribui to expand the power of Tumas Avir in the case of a Kli Cheres. To what point is that expansion teaching me? What exact principle is it teaching me? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's teaching me the principle of Ochlin Shegibla Betit. According to Chacham, it's teaching me the principle that Ochlin on the other side of the Mechitza contract Tuma. And that the Mechitza, which is Matzil in Tumas Mes, in the case of Oel, is not Matzil in the case of Avir Klicheres. Rabbi Yosef, Bar Ami, Rami, okay, now, Rabosai, at this point, I would have liked to have said that we made a siyum and we can drink a schnapps on Tuma Vitaro. But unfortunately, we're not totally out of the shadows of Tuma Vitaro. But on the other hand, we are at the threshold of beginning a new sugya. So, what is the new sugya? We've been discussing, based on our Mishnah, a shalol lishma, which is called shinui kodesh, meaning the kohen went ahead and he shechted the chatos for the purpose of an ola. What about the following case, where the kohen shechted this chatos not for the purpose of Reuven, but rather for the purpose of Shimon? Reuven is the bala korban. That's called shinui bailim. And on this subject of Shili Bailim, we're going to have a discussion that's very similar to the discussion that we had before about Chatos L'Shem Chulin. And what is that? That is what we call Min B'Mino versus Min B'Sheino Mino, right? We said over and over again that Machsheves Chulin is called Eino Mino and it's Eino Machriv. You can find something very similar in the case of Shinui Bailim. For example, if you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, that are both Chayav and Karbon Chatos, then if the Kohen messes up, and instead of having in mind Reuven, he had in mind Shimon, that's a classical case of Shinui Bailim, that's Min Bimino, because Shimon is also Chayav in a Chatos. But let's say, for example, Shimon is not Chayav in a Chatos at all. Perhaps we could suggest that in such a case, it's considered Eino Mino. Okay, now another variation of that kind of Eino Mino situation would be perhaps if Reuven is Chayav a Korban Chatos and Shimon is Chayav a Korban Ola. Maybe we could say that a Korban Ola is Eino Mino vis-a-vis a Korban Chatos. So if the Kohen, instead of having mind the Chatos for Reuven, he had in mind Shimon, who's not even Chayav in a Chatos. Shimon is online to bring his Korban Ola in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's considered Eino Mino v'Eino Machriv Ba. Do you follow? I'm just giving you a little bit of a taste of what we're going to study here. And the Gemara says the following, that just like Rava in the previous sugya had contradictions which he came to reconcile, now we're moving on to Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef Bar Ami Rami, he also found a contradiction. Rami means a contradiction. And what was his contradiction? Also in the context of Rav, Shinui Kodesh Ashinui Bailim. We're going to find the contradiction, whereas in Shinui Kodesh, we've already established according to Rav, that Min B'She'eno Mino is Eino Chotzeitz. What about in Shinui Bailim? So Mirz Hashem, it'll all become clear in a few minutes. Umeshani, and Rav Yosef is going to reconcile this contradiction. So what is the contradiction? Mi Omar Rav, did Rav say that Chatos Sheshochto L'Shem Chatos is Kshera? Okay, now remember I asked you, what happens if we make a change from Chatos to a different carbon? Now, until now, Rav was saying that if he had in mind that this chatos should be chulin, then the chatos remains valid, remains kshera. Why? Because chulin is eino mino. Now Rav is telling us something new that we're not familiar with. That if he shechted the chatos for the purpose of a different chatos, okay, what does that mean, a different chatos? Now, there are many different averos that generate a chiyuv chatos. The classical case of a chatos, yochid, we'll get into a little bit later on, means it's an individual obligation to bring a chatos, which is 99% of the chatos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, means that an individual, let's call him Ruvain, violated an isur kares, meaning he violated a very severe avera. He did it b'shogeg unintentionally, and the Torah allows him to bring a chatos as a kapara. But what about Ruvain who violated two different averos? Every avera that he violated, insofar as they're two different averos, generates its own independent chiyuv chatos. So, for example, Ruvain ate dam. That's a chiyuv chatos. He ate chelev. Chelev behema. That's also a chiyuv chatos. He has to be mafresh two chatos. He went ahead and he was mafresh a carbon chatos because he ate chelev. Bishogeg again. And then he, at the same time, was chayv a second chatos for dam, for eating dam. And the Kohen had the machshava, when he shechted the carbon for the sake of chelev, he had in mind for the kapara of the chet of achilas dam. So Rav says, kshera. And why is that kshera? Because it's almost the same identical machshava. You know, he shechted a chatos for the purpose of a chatos, albeit not for the purpose of the chatos for the chelev, but for the purpose of the chatos of dam. But it's all within the same orbit, in the same family.
But does the Baal have to tell the Kohen exactly what the sin is?
So again, Michael, that question really hinges on a different question, and that is whether or not the, you know, the machshava of the Kohen is independent of the machshava of the Baal HaKorban. But it could be, you may recall, I don't know if you were with us when we discussed Lishma and Get, that Lishma and Get, the Sofer really has in mind whatever the Baal commissioned him. So your question here touches on a different question. Is there a parallel in Kodshim with regard to Lishma where the Baal HaKorban will have in mind, you know, what the carbon is all about? But let's assume for argument's sake that the answer to your question is yes. Meaning the Kohen is very well aware, the Kohen HaOved is very well aware of the fact that the Baal HaKorban was mafresh, he designated this carbon for a particular sin. But he went ahead, because he got confused, there was another chatos in the offing, for the sake of a different sin, and he switched it around. So Rav says, no harm done. Everything is fine. And he has a carbon chatos, the Bailim, and it's Ol L'Shem Chova, everything is hanky-dory. And Alma says to the Gemara, what do you see from this? Okay, wait, let me read another three words of Rav. But L'shem Ola, if on the other hand, this same Ruvain is obligated in two karbanos, but they belong to two different categories. He's chayv on the one in a karbon chatos, and on the other hand, he's chayv a karbon Ola. And the Kohen had in mind that this karbon chatos should be L'shem Ola. Psula. In such a case, the machshava is so awry, it's so off base, that it apostles the carbon. And remember we said that shalom lishma in chatos, which is one of the two exceptions to the rule, apostles the carbon, throw it in the rubbish. Alma, what do we see from Rav? We see de lav mina machrivba, that since Ola is so drastically, dramatically different than the carbon chatos, therefore it's a machshava psula, and it's machriv. Why? Because it's lav mina. But the mina, if he has a different machshava, but it's within the same orbit, it's min bimino, it's another kind of a chatas on it, albeit for a different sin, lo machriv ba. Okay? Now, this should get us already very nervous, because until now we've been assuming that on the contrary, lav mina, ain't no machriv boy. You remember if he had a machshava for chulin, That was like my example of a dog that barks in the middle of Tekiah Shofar. That machshava is irrelevant to Kachim. It doesn't register. It belongs to a different world. Here we're saying no. The more similar the machshava is, the better it is. The better it is for the karma, right? Which is just 1 second. I'm sorry. When it comes to mathematics, I always, again, in the case of machshavas chuvim, correct. That in the case of machshavas, so a chatos l'shem ola is possible, and a chatos l'shem chulin is kosher. And yet, why? Because l'shem chulin is eno mino. So we're saying that eno mino lo machriv bay. Correct. And here we're saying that in the case of a chatos l'shem chatos, because it's mino, it is mach. No, since it's mino, therefore, it's not machriv bay, correct? Which direction are we going? Are we saying that because it's mino, it's not machriv bay, or are we saying because it's mino, it is machriv bay? So, in general, we have to differentiate. We have to say the following: if it's the same min of the carbon, it's a chatos for chatos, then lo machriv bay. But if it's a chatos for a different carbon, it's machriv bay. Because that's also machsheves kodshim, and we say kodshim mechalim kodshim. But if on the other hand he has a machshava l'shem chulin, that's already out of the orbit. It's not kodshim at all, and chulin l'kodshim lo machruv. So far we're doing all well. Oh, but what's the contradiction? So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav." Rav says, "Chatos sheshochta al." Oh, now we get to shinui bailin. Chatos sheshochta al misha mechuyev chatos. In other words, both Reuven and Shimon are chayv in a chatos, and the Kohen slaughtered the chatos of Reuven for the sake of Shimon. Hare psula. Now we're saying that since it's so similar, it undermines the karbon. Al misha mechuyev ola, but if on the other hand the Kohen messed up and instead of having in mind Reuven uschayev achatos, he had in mind Shimon uschayev an ola, kshera. Alma we see, the bar mina, if it's the case of a bar mina, which means that they're both chayev and achatos, machriv ba, then it does undermine the karbon. And it's against what we said before, because if he brings a chatos not for dam but for chela, vice versa, it's eno machriv bo, and the chatos is kshera. Now we're saying that if he brought a chatos on behalf of Shimon, and Shimon is also chayev a chatos, psula. So the similarity work in favor of lahachshiras hakarbon or lifsolas hakarbon? In the case of two chatos for two different sins of the same bailim, we're saying that the similarity is lekivun is directed towards lahachshiras hakarbon. But here, in the case of shini bailim, we're saying the similarity and the fact that Shimon is also chayim chatos is going to undermine the kashrus of the karbon. Alma de Barmina Machriv Ba, since Shimon is also Chayiv and Achatos, that's going to undermine the carbon. And now Reuven's going to have to bring a substitute carbon. But the Lav Mina, but if he brings the Chatos for the sake of Shimon, who's Chayiv not a Chatos, but rather he's Chayiv and Ola, is Lo Machriv Ba. That's considered outside of the orbit of Chatos. So again, Rabosai, we can spend an hour here just on this few lines in the Gemara, but let me try to summarize. Rav Yosef is pointing out that there seems apparently to be a contradiction between two statements of Rav. In one statement of Rav, when Rav is talking about Shinui Kodesh, then the similarity is going to save the karbon, and the dissimilarity, meaning from chatos to ola, is going to undermine the karbon, is going to invalidate the karbon. On the other hand, Rav's statement with regard to shinui bailim, when he changes the person, goes in the opposite direction. There he says that the similarity is going to undermine the carbon and invalidate it. And if it's dissimilar, that's going to passel the carbon. Umeshani, and Rav Yosef gives the answer, Hossam, in the case of Shini Kodesh, The Torah says, Vishachat osa lechatos. Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, it's got to be shechted as a chatos. And even though it was shechted not for the chatos of chelev, but rather for the chatos of dam, hare chatos l'shem chatos nishchata. At the end of the day, the fulfillment, there was a fulfillment to this requirement of Vishachat osa lechatos. But hacha, in the case of Shinu Bailim, what does the Torah say? V'kiper olav, I'll read the whole pasuk, ha-kohen mechatoso. In Parshas Chatos, that's in Vayikra Dalet, it says v'kiper olav. And what does olav mean? That the chatos has to be a kapara olav. Olav means for him. Specifically for him, the person who needs the chatos. Olav v'lo al chavero. What does it mean for lo al chavero? So the Gemara darshins chavero dumya dide. In other words, don't mess up by having a machshava to some other person who's very similar to you. That's called dumya dide. What in what sense is he similar to you? Shehu mechuyev kapara kimosa, that he is chayev in the same chatos like you are. But if you have in mind for somebody who is not mechuyev kapara kamosa, he's obligated in a karban ola, a totally different karban, then the karban is kosher. Rabbi Chaviva Rami, now we get back to, but again, right now we're going to complete and we'll really make a siyum on Tuma Vitara, Mitzvahship. Rabbi Chaviva Rami, Shinui Bailim, Atoch Tocho. Rabbi Chaviva asked the following question, that in the case of Rav in Shinui Bailim, he seems to be operating with a principle that contradicts the principle that we found in Kli Cheres and Umeshani, and Rabbi Chaviva is going to give an answer. What is the kasha? What's the stira? Umi Amar Rav Chatos Sheshocht Al Misha Mechuyev Chatos Psula. If he shechted it for Reuven Uschayev Achatos, but he had in mind Shimon Uschayev Achatos, then the carbon is possible. But Al Misha Mechuyev Ola Kshera, if he had in mind someone who's Chayev in an Ola, it's not Dumya Didei, if you remember that principle, because Shimon is chayv in a totally different carbon. It's eno mino, is kshera alma min b'mino machriv ba. The similarity is what undermines the carbon. Delav mino lo machriv ba. But if it's not similar at all, because Shimon is chayv in an ola, then it doesn't upset the carbon. That's not called shinim bailim. Vasanya, we have a brisa of kli cheres that tells me the exact opposite. When the Torah says in the Parsha Kli Cheres in Shmini, it says, Kol Asher Besocho Yitma is Tocho Velo Toch Tocho. Which means that if inside the Tanur, the Kli Cheres, there's another Kli, then the Ochlin Umashkin inside the second Kli remain Tahorim, Afilu Kli Shetef, and even if the second Kli, the inner Kli, is a Kli Shetef, which means it's made of Mateches or Eitz, as we discussed yesterday, is Matzil. It means that Toch Tocho, the Ochlin inside the inner Kli, remain Tar. So what do we see from this? That even though Kli Cheres is Eino Min Kli, even though Kli Shetef is Eino Min Kli Cheres, it's Min B'Sheino Mino, nevertheless it's a Chotzeitz. You just finished telling me, Rabbi Chaviva, that it's if it's Eino Mino, like the case of Chatos and Ola, then there's no problem, and it doesn't make it into a Shinu Bailim. Umishani, and now we get back to Michael, to your question about how we derive from Tocho. Arba tocho ksive, in the parsha of Tuma Shrotzim, the word tocho appears four times. Okay, I'm going to read the pasuk to you. This is in Vayikra Yud Aleph. It says v'chol kli cheres asher yipo me'em el tocho, and it says v'chol asher b'tocho yitma v'oso tishberu, and the Gemara says that the Torah repeats the word tocho twice, and in each case the Torah adds an extra vav. It's as if it said the word tocho four times. And as far as the pasuk is concerned, it could have said toch. Toch means the same as tocho.
Well, it doesn't. Because tocho, it's referring to the what it's in.
Right?
I think if you read that pasuk, just the word toch,
yeah,
also it doesn't make sense.
Well, toch is not just a, you know, toch is not just a description of the inside, but it's also a description of the kli itself. No, it's toch means the inside of a kli. So the Torah could have just as well said v'chol kli cheres ashal yirpo mihem el toch. El toch means that whole section of the kli that's inside the kli.
You don't need to say el toch. What el toch ma?
Well, again, since we're only talking about one subject, it says kli cheres ashal yirpo mihem el toch, meaning the toch of the kli. What's it called in English grammar? The something.
It's the antecedent.
No. Now I'm looking for a different word, but anyway. All right, so look, if you have the article, maybe he'll have a footnote. Mesifta doesn't go
implied.
Into
it. It's implied. The Oto is implied.
Yeah. So what do we do from these four tochos? Chad legufe. One has to teach us that the toch, the inside of a kli cheres, becomes tameh, even though the sheretz did not touch the inside of the kli. It was only suspended in the avir of the kli. Chad legzeres shava. The second one is going to teach us that just like it says tocho in terms of tumas kli al yidei sheretz, it says tocho in tumas ochlin al yidei kli. That just like kli is metame the ochlin me'aviro, even though there was no negia, so too af nitma me'aviro al yidei sheretz gam below negia bo. So not only is the ochlin inside the kli susceptible to tuma, contract tuma, but also the kli itself is going to be makabel tuma. Let's read the pasuk and see the gzeres shavah. The pasuk says, "V'chol kli cheres ashel yitol mehem el tocho kol asher b'tocho yitma." In other words, at the beginning of the pasuk, the toch is referring to the kli. At the end of the pasuk, the Torah refers to that which is inside the kli, called asher b'tocho yitma, and that's going to establish a gzeres shavah tocho tocho, that the sheretz is metame not only the ochlin inside the kli, but the kli itself as well. That the kli cheres contracts tuma as a result of the fact that there's a sheretz inside its avir. But now he has two more tochs, v'chad, and the third toch is tocho shel zeh. Velo tochel shel acher. The Torah wants to exclude a kli shetef, that a kli shetef doesn't have the power, right? A kli that's made of wood or metal does not have the power to inflict its contents or itself become tummy through avir. Avir is a special kind of tumah in the kli that's called kli cheres. Ve'idach. Now we're left with the fourth tocho.
So that means that if it's non-earthenware, then what's inside doesn't become
tameh. If a sheretz is suspended inside the avir of this classical kli, which we call a kli sheret, a shetef, then A, anything inside it remains tahar, and B, the kli itself remains tahar.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this whole power of avir is limited to a kli sheretz, right. And that's the extra word tocho. And the fourth word tocho, that's the one that most interests us, velo toch tocho vafilu kli shetef, meaning that even though a kli shetef is eno mino, and according to Rav, we saw that Rav works with the premise that eno mino eno chotzeitz, and therefore, if he had in mind in the case of a chatos a karbon ola, just one second, let me go over this one more time. If he had in mind, I'm sorry, a chatos of Reuven for the sake of Shimon who's chayv and ola, then the karbon remains kosher. Why? Because eino mino eino chotzeitz, and therefore if we apply eino mino eino chotzeitz to the case of a kli shetef, which is eino mino vis-a-vis a kli cheres, therefore it should not be a matzil, and the Torah says no. Tocho is coming to tell you that it is in fact a matzil. And now we start Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So again, Rabosai, I'm ready to drink a schnapps with you because we finished Tuma Vitara. And I promise you, from now on, we are learning Kodshim. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah establishes that Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shelo Lishman Lo Olu Labailim Lishem Chova. So there is apparently a requirement of Lishma So therefore, if a carbon ola was brought l'shem shlamim, then the bala carbon will have to replace it with a different carbon. Minolan debeinon l'shma, debeinon zvicha l'shma. How do we know that zvicha needs l'shma? And again, what this means is that if the machshava was l'shem ola, not l'shem l'shem shlamim, not l'shem ola, then the bala carbon will have to replace the carbon ola with a second carbon. Now we're talking about shechita.
It's still kasher.
It's still kasher. But how do we know that there's a requirement of lishma such that the carbon is ola l'shem bailim lichovasam? Again, and right now we're talking about shechita. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, well, how do you know that this principle applies to all four avodos, which means Kabbalah Saddam, Holocha Saddam, Zrika Saddam? The Amar Kro. Now, again, if I had time, I would write this pasuk on the blackboard, because we're going to come back to it over and over and over again. It's very easy to forget it. And the pasuk is at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It says, V'im Zevach Shlomim Karbono. And the Gemara claims that there's an extra word in this pasuk. And which word is superfluous? Zevach. It could have said v'im shlamim karbono. You didn't have to call it zevach shlamim. So what is the extra word zevach? Shetehei zvicha l'shem shlamim. In other words, this pasuk is reflecting on some halacha in zvicha. And it's telling you that the zvicha, i.e. the shechita, has to be for the purpose of shlamim. So the Gemara asks, let me argue against this. V'dilma, I'll play the devil's advocate. Hainu Shmaihu. The name of Shlomim is called Zevach Shlomim. Maybe the Zevach is not coming to tell you about Shechita, but the Zevach means the category of a carbon, which is called Shlomim, and the Torah used the term Zevach Shlomim. So the Gemara answers, no. I'll prove to you from many other psukim in the Torah that it doesn't have the word Zevach, that Shlomim is Shlomim. And the word zevach is totally superfluous. Mitziv, for example, the Torah says, "Amakriv es dam hashlomim." The end of the pasuk is, "Vesachelev mibnei Aaron lo si eshoka yamin lemana." Or, for example, another pasuk, the Torah says, "Hazorek es dam hashlomim." Veloksiv, it never says zevach hashlomim. Hacha, but here in this pasuk that we began with, "Vim zevach shlomim karbono," ksiv zevach, it says zevach. And it's an extra word, shmami, no, it's telling me shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim. Ashkechan bizvicha. Okay, the zvicha has to be for the purpose of the carbon. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, maybe it's a din in shlomim. How do we know other carbonists require l'shem, that particular carbon? But right now, we want to know if it's halach in zvicha, but b'shar avodos minolon, v'chi tema. And if you'll argue, leilif mi zvicha, zvicha becomes a paradigm, a binyan av, what's called, for all the different avodos. And if in shechita we need lishma, then in all the avodos we need lishma. So Gemara says, no, zvicha might be a separate category. If I can find to you some sort of halacha, some sort of chumra that the Torah was machmir in zvicha, then you have no right to derive any other avodos. Maybe the Torah it singles out zvicha for lishma, but other avodos are more kal and more lenient, and they don't need lishma. Shekein nifseles shelo l'shem ochlim bePesach. Okay, what's going on over here? You may recall that in Karban Pesach, a group of people gravitate together to form a chabura, and they are menuyim ala Pesach, and each member of that chabura will not only have the shechita done on his behalf, but he will also eat the Karban Pesach, because there are two mitzvahs that really are flip sides of the same coin. One is shechita sakarban, or havas sakarban, and the other is achila sapesach. The shechita is on Erev Pesach, and the achila is on the night of Pesach. There are certain people, however, unfortunately, because of their health, their lack of health, or their old age, or whatever it might be, they cannot tolerate eating a kezayis basar apesa. You'll find, by the way, on the side, that older people become almost vegetarians, or they eat chicken and not meat. This is common. So in any event, one of the members of the chabura, or more than one member, was a chola or a zaken, and he's not capable of eating kezayis basar min apesach. In such a case, if the shechita of that Pesach was done on behalf of that individual who somehow snuck into the chabura, so to speak, unbeknown, or maybe became chola after he was already money on the Pesach, whatever the case may be, then the entire shechita is considered invalid, and the Korban Pesach goes down the tubes. The Korban Pesach has to be exclusively for those who are roi l'achila. If in the middle there's a bad apple in the bunch who is incapable of achila, then the entire zvicha of the Korban Pesach is pasul, and this is only applicable in zvicha, because again, zvicha is that one avoda, the first avoda that relates to what? To achila, to the achilas habasar. It's very fascinating because in shechita and in kodshim, shechita and kodshim wears two hats. You know, it accomplishes two goals. On the one hand, it's part of the avodas hakrava, but on the other hand, it also is mati the basal achila, like shechita schulin. And here, he shechted a carbon pesach in a way that the shechita is not related or will not culminate in achila. Such a din, the Gemara derives in the Masechta Pesach and passes the zvicha, but that's only in zvicha. The other avodos, if they were done for the, with the mindset for a chole or for a zaken who's not capable of achila, those other avodos have nothing to do with achila. They are pure hakrava, and a chole or a zaken is allowed to bring a karban. He's included in karbanos. So again, Rabosi, just the bottom line is, where we're holding now, if you can hold your questions till later, is that we still don't know that Lishma, which we derive from the Pasukim, Zevach Shlomim Karbano, is applicable to all four Avodos, or is it possible a separate Aloch in Zvicha, Elam Akra HaMakriv Es Dam HaShlomim. In other words, in that same context, again, it's Vayikra Perek Gimel, when the Torah is talking about Shlomim, not only does it say Zevach Shlomim, meaning Zvicha, but it says also Hakrava. What is the word Hakrava? So the Gemara says the word Hakrava means Shetehe Kabbalah L'Shem Shlomim. Okay, we're up to number two of the four Avodos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, do we need a pasuk for Zvicha? Lichtov Rachmana v'Kabbalah. Why did the Torah teach me that you need Lishma and the Kabbalah Saddam? V'Lelif, that's the word Yalfusa that we spoke before, but here it's conjugated as a verb, and that's derived from that Shechita, Mina, from it. In other words, if there is a halacha requirement of Lishma in Kabbalah Saddam, then there should be a requirement of Kabbalah in what? In Shechita as well. Why did the Torah have to mention Shechita? And the Gemara says that there's a chumrah in Kabbalah Saddam that doesn't apply to Shechita. Mishum de'ikol and mifrach. I can ask you the following pircha and undermine your derivation, your analogy, because Malik Kabbalah shekein psula bizarre the isha. The halacha is that a non-kohen, if he accepts the dam in a kli shares, that passes the karbon. If an isha, if a woman accepts the dam, it's a psul. And why is that? Because the pasuk says v'krivu bnei aron hakohenim es adam. The Torah says v'krivu, which means kabbalas adam bnei aron. That's a pasuk at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. There's so many psukim here, it's amazing. So again, Rabosai, if we had shechita and we know that Lishma's requirement, we would not be able to derive any of the other avodas because we found a chumrin shechita in Korban Pesach if it was shalola ochlov. On the other hand, if we had Kabbalah, and there's a din of Lishma and Kabbalah because the Torah says, HaMakriv Es Dam HaShlomim, has to be L'Shem Shlomim, then we would not know shechita. You can't derive shechita because there's a special chumrah of Kabbalah Saddam that you require a Kohen and Zichre Kuna, a male Kohen. But Ashkan shechita and Kabbalah, okay, you're halfway there. Now we know there's din of Lishma and shechita and a Kabbalah, we have two psukim. But Bizrika Minolan, how do you know that this Rik has to be done L'Shem Zevach? V'chite Malelif Mihani, maybe you'll say that once we have Shechita and Kabbalah to Psukim, then we can derive what? We can derive Zrika. The Gemara says, guess what? There are Chumras in Shechita and Kabbalah Saddam that don't apply to Zrika Saddam. Shekein to Unos Tzafon. Okay, there's a halacha called Safon HaMizbeach, and that applies to not all kachim, but at least kachay kachim. So within the concept of kachay kachim, the shechita has to be in a place called Safon HaMizbeach. For those of you who say karbanos in the morning, you'll take a look right before Yishtabach, you'll see Safon over there. And that's a halacha that applies to what? To Shechita and Kabbalah Saddam. The Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam form a unit that has to be done, in at least in Kachi Kachim, the Tzafon. Not only that, I'll give you another Chumrah. The Yeshnan, the Chatos HaPnimiyos. Okay, there are two Chatos that are very unique. As I told you before, 99% of the Chatos are brought before because of an individual sin. But sometimes the entire Tzibur is guilty of a sin. Or Rov HaTzibur, that's called Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. If they violated a sin, there's also another din if the Kohen Gadol violated a sin. Again, that only applies to Kohen Mashuach, who was anointed B'Shemen HaMishcha. Anyway, there are very specific cases of Ashkaga where the Torah requires that the Karbon be brought Pnimi. Pnimi, you know, there were two mizbechos. There was the Mizbech HaOla, which was on the outside of the Heichal, which was in the Azara. And then there was a Mizbech inside the Heichal, otherwise known as Mizbech HaZov. In the case of the Chatos HaPnimios, like Par Moshiach and Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, there the Dam really goes into the Mizbech HaZov. Okay? It's complicated because really, the dam is not sprinkled directly on the Mizbech HaZov. It's sprinkled on the paroches, which separated the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodoshim. But nevertheless, there was dam that was also set up, or poured, if you will, on the four corners of the Mizbech HaZov. And what we have here is a case of Zrikas HaDam, Kabbalas HaDam, in a Chatos Pnimis. In the case of but that's not really Zrika. Okay, fine. So what do we have here? We have a Chumrah here in Shechita and in Kabbalah Saddam, and that Chumrah is reflected A, in Safon, and B, in the fact that the Mizbeach here is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, that's called, in the case of those two Chatos Pnimios. However, that's only with regard to Shechita and Kabbalah Saddam. So now, when we come to Zrika, we don't have these special chumras of Tzafon or Zrika on the Mizbeach HaZohav, El Omar Kra. Now we have a third pasuk, Hazorek Es Dam Hashlomim. The Torah says Hashlomim with a hey idea. Why did the Torah have to say Hashlomim? Shetei Zrika l'shem Shlomim. So now we know that the Shechita has to be done l'shem Shlomim, the Kabbalah Saddam has to become l'shem Shlomim. Later on, we're going to talk about the Halacha Saddam, and the Zrika Saddam has to be l'shem Shlomim. The Licht of Rachmana b'Zrika v'Nelif Mineh. You've just established that there are Chumras in Shechita and in Kabbalah Saddam that don't apply to Zrika, and therefore if in Zrika we need L'shem Shlomim, how much more so do we need Shechita and Kabbalah Saddam L'shem Shlomim? And the Gemara answers, Mishum De'ikal and Mifrach, there's a Chumra in Zrika. What's the Chumra in Zrika? Mal is Zrika Shekein Chayev Oleha Zar Misa Bidei Shamayim. Wow. A Zar is not allowed to be Makabal the Dam. As we said before, if a Zar is Makabal the Dam, it passes the Karbon. The Torah says, B'nei Aaron. But nevertheless, if a Zar went ahead and he was Makabal the Dam, he violates an Isur, but not the severe Isur that generates a Chiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. When is this severe violation? That's only in the case of Zrika. If a Zar, a non-Kohen, would throw the Dam onto the Mizbeach in any of the Kodshim that requires Zrika, he would be Chayav Misa. That's a special Chumrah in Zrika. And the reason for that, Rabosai, is I don't know if what I'm saying is philosophical or not, but Zrika is really the main mechaper. That's the most profound. So if the Tzar jumps up and he says, well, I'm going to be Zorik the Dam, he's really usurping, you know, the dominion of the Kohen. So there's a Chumr in Zrika. So Gemara says, Ashkechan Kulu, we have 3 out of 4, Holacha Minolim. What about Holacha Saddam? The Chitem on Leilif Mikulu, maybe you'll say that Halacha has the same Chumr of Lishma as the other three. No. I'll prove to you that Halacha is on the bottom of the barrel. It's the most Kuladik of all the Avodas. Why? Because Ma'ala Kulu Shekein Avodah Shef Shalavatla. In all the three Avodos that we discussed, with the exception of Halacha, you must have them. They're absolute. You can't circumvent them. Tomar Bolacha Shef Shalavatla. Halacha is not indispensable. In fact, it is very dispensable. Why? Because we shech the carbon right next to the Mizbeach, let's say in the Azara. That's where he situated the carbon and he did the Shechita. He could be Makabel the Dam and then immediately be Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach and completely circumvent the need for what? For Halacha Sadam. Elam Akro, we have to have a fourth pasuk. The Hikriv Es Hakol Hamizbecha. Let's read the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vehikriv hakohen es hakol vehiktir hamizbecha." Now, what does the word vehikriv mean in this context? Again, before this, we said that makriv could be referring to Kabbalah Saddam, but vehikriv in an active verb that means to take it close, to bring it close. Zu holochas evarim lakevesh. Vitanya vikrivu zu kabolas adam the apik rachmana b'loshen holacha. In other words, the Torah says vehikriv es hakoin es hakol, and this hakrava is also called holacha. So the Torah uses the term hakrava, and sometimes it means holacha. Lememra, to teach us the holacha lo tifka michlal kabbalah. That when it says vehikriv, it includes not just kabbalah sadam, but also holacha sadam. And therefore the halacha of lishma applies to holacha. Bekitzer, just to summarize everything we've learned today, we have 4 psukim to teach us that all 4 avodos require lishma. Ashkechan Shinui Kodesh. Now we understand if he had in mind an Ola L'Shem Shlomim, that's going to be a psul that undermines the chova of the Balakarmon. But Shinui Bailim Inolon, how do you know that if he has the wrong thought in terms of who has to get this carbon, then it's a problem? Omar Pinchas Breder of Ami, Omar Kra. Now we're learning the parish of Karbon Toda. And in the parish of Karbon Toda, it says, Ubisar Zevach Todas Shlomov. Again, the word Zevach is extra. Shetehe Zvicha L'Shem Toda. Wait a minute. Zvicha L'Shem Toda, you're talking about the avod has to be done L'Shma. What does that have to do with Bailim? Oh, V'im Eino Inyan. Now we have a principle in Shas. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes pen that would derive from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's called Eino Inyan. Again, you have to write this down. Eino Inyan. What's Eino Inyan? If you have 2 limudim that come to teach you the same thing, then the second limud is perfectly superfluous, and therefore we use it for something else. Eino Inyan l'din shinui kodesh nafkalon mihasam. We had the pasuk that we started with. Avim zevach shlomim karbono as far as shinui. Shem HaKarbon is concerned. Now we have another pasuk that says you need lishma, and we don't need a second pasuk. Is Tnehu, we'll use it inyan lishinui bailim. We're going to use it for the case of shinui bailim. Now, Ravosa, I have to tell you the following. And again, you're going to have to accept this on blind faith for the time being. That what shinui bailim means is that he does any of the avodos for the purpose of zrika for another bailim. Are you following me? In other words, if he does the shechita for a different bailim, that's not a problem. Shini bailim means that when he did the shechita, he was anticipating that the dam would be sprinkled on the mizbeach for the sake of a different bailim. Okay, so you have to know that in the case of shinui, in the case of shinui shem, right, shinui kodesh, there every avodah stands on its own 2 feet. In the case of shinui bailim, all the avodos culminate in Zrika. So any avoda that was done for the sake of a Zrika for a different bailim, that's called Shini bailim. V'hai l'hochi hu d'asa, says the Gemara, I'll argue with you. This pasuk in Karban Toda that we just quoted, you're going to use it for shinui kodesh, which in Eino Inyan was shinui bailam hami boile l'chsanya. I need a different halacha to be derived from this pasuk. What does it say? Ubisar zevach toda shlomov. That's our pasuk. Abba Chanin Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Bala Lamed. It teaches you about Toda Sheshachto L'Shem Shlomim Kshera. In other words, normally if you change the Shem Kodesh, then there's a problem with the Karma. But the exception to that rule is Toda L'Shem Shlomim. You may recall that we discussed that Toda is also a Karma Shlomim on a lower level, but here he's bringing it up to a higher level. L'Shem Shlomim Kshera. Now what happens in the reverse case? Shlomim Sheshachto L'Shem Toda. Now he lowers the level of the carbon psula. That undermines the carbon. Again, you have to know that the word psula in this context means that it's eino ola l'bailam l'chova. Ma hefresh bein zeh l'zeh. What's the difference? If the Torah says you can bring a toda l'shem shlomim, why can't you bring a shlomim l'shem toda in the reverse? So Gemara answers, toda kruya shlomim. The Torah in the parasha of Toda calls it Shlomim, as we just saw, B'sar Zevach Toda Shlomov. But Ein Shlomim Kruyim Toda. You'll never find anywhere in the Torah where the word Shlomim can be substituted. You can substitute for the word Shlomim and call it a Toda. The Torah never calls Shlomim a Toda. Now the Gemara says, Anan Mizevach Koamrinon. You're asking me, well, I need this pasuk to teach me that Toda l'shem shlomim is kosher. The answer is, I have an extra word in the pasuk. If the Torah just wanted to tell me that toda l'shem shlomim is kosher, it could have said ubisar toda shlomov. Why does it have to say ubisar zevach toda shlomim? The extra word zevach is going to teach me that it has to be shechted l'shem shlomim. Akatimi boile, but I still need the extra word zevach to teach me something else. And this is brought in the Brice. It says, Chatos v'osham minayin. How do we know that just like other karbonos that could be eaten up until the next morning, meaning they could be eaten on the day of the Shechita, the day of the Havas HaKorban, plus the night that comes afterwards, that succeeds it. And how do we know that applies to Chatos v'Oshem? It applies to, for example, a Toda. If you bring a Korban Toda on the day, you can eat it on the night, and then it becomes no sar the next morning with daybreak. What about Chatos v'Oshem? Tamud Lomar Ubisar Zevach Toda Shlomov. Why did the Torah add the word Zevach? The extra word Zevach is coming to include Oshem and Chatos. That just like in the case of Toda, the Achila is Biyom Ubalaila. So too in the case of Chatos v'Yoshem, the Achila is Biyom Uvalayla. We're learning a wealth of dinim here in Kodshim. Again, we'll have to review them a million times, but we're really getting detailed. And again, I apologize for the lateness of the hour, but we'll try to at least get to Amud Beis. In Cain, the Gemara says, Nichtov Kra Ubisar Todas Shlomov Biyom Karbono Ye'ochel. In other words, the word Zevach here is out of place. This is another halach in drushes. That not only do we derive things from a superfluous word, but also if the word is out of place, that gives us another extra drusha. Shema minotarti, we could write two things. So again, for the fact that it says in the pasuk, zevach, as an extra word, that's going to teach me chatos v'yoshem, that could be eaten for a full day. But the word zevach, to teach me that halacha, should have been situated at the end of the pasuk. Why was it wedged in between the word ubesar and the word toda? To teach me that it has to be shechted for l'shem toda. Ashkechan zvicha. Okay, now we know that if a person shechts the karbon, and he has in mind that the zrika should be for a different bailim, then the carbon is not ola l'shem bailav l'chova, but b'shar avodos minalan. How do we know that in Kabbalah Sadam, Zrika Sadam, etc., there's also halacha of shinui bailim? V'chitem, and you'll say leilif mizvicha, let's derive it from shchita. If there's halacha of shinui bailim in shchita, then it should apply in all avodos malus vichashkein posel shalom l'shem ochlim b'pesach. We saw already that there's a special chumrah in Shechita, if he shechts it in a Korban Pesach situation, Shelo L'shem Ochlo. So the Gemara answers, Nemra Zvicha B'Shinui Kodesh. Remember we had our pasuk from Zevach Shlomim Karbono to teach me that the Zvicha has to be L'shem Shlomim. V'Nemra Zvicha B'Shinui Bailim. And then we had the extra word Zevach in the parasha of Karban Toda with the Emeno Inyan to teach me Shinui Bailim. Ma Zvicha Amur B'Shinui Kodesh Lochi Laktabein Zvicha L'Shar Avodos. We had four psukim to establish Shinui Kodesh, the Lishma that's required in all four Avodos is Af Zvicha Amur B'Shinui Bailim. When we get to the parasha of Karban Toda and the extra word Zevach that tells you that it has to be L'Shem Bailov, because of the Imeno Inyan, is also Lotachalik Bohen Bein Zvichol Shara Avodos. It should apply this requirement to all four Avodos. So Gemara is not happy with this. Ikol Mifrach, I still have a Pircha Mal, Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh is much more severe than Shinui Bailov. Why? Shekein Psula Begufa. We don't know what that means. And not only that, the Gemara on Amid Beis doesn't know what this means. So we're in good company. Okay, the Gemara is going to show that there are four chumras in Shinui Kodesh that don't apply to Shinui Bailim. And out of the four, we're only going to make sense out of two. So let's see what the four are. The first one is that Shinui Kodesh is Psula Begufa. The Gufa Karma becomes possible. But Shinui Bailim is not the Gufa Karma. Number two. Sheyeshno, yeah.
Didn't we say that it remains kasha?
Right, but gufa karban means to undermine the owner of the karban, the bala karban, from gaining a fulfillment of his obligation.
The karban said it's kasha.
Right, so the word gufa here means as far as the karban being olo l'shem chova. And the Gemara thinks that there's something in the gufa karban in the case of Shinui Kodesh when he had a shechita of an olo l'shem shlamim that removes the fulfillment of his obligation to bring a carbon ola, and that's begufa shel karma. That doesn't apply if he goes from one person to the other. You know, Reuven's chayv achatos and Shimon is chayv achatos, and he has in mind the shinui bayim. Number two, yeshno arba avodos in the case of shinui kodesh. Every single avoda stands on its own. The shechita has to be done l'shem ola, or l'shem shlamim, right? And the zrika, the kabbalah, everything. But in the case of Shinui Bailim, it all depends on zrika. As we said before, a shechita shelo l'shem bailim means shelo l'shem zrika l'shem bailim. So it's all dependent upon zrika. Point number three. Shinui Kodesh is yeshno li'achar misa. In other words, a person designated a korban, then he died. And now his heirs have to bring the carbon, and they brought it with the Kohen was responsible, but with a Shinui Kodesh. That's going to passel the carbon. And therefore the heirs will have to bring a second carbon to replace the first carbon. But in the case of Shinui Bailim, there, that only applies as long as the Bala carbon is alive. But after he died, then he doesn't have really that same level of bailus because he's gone, and now it transfers over to his yarshim, his heirs. There's no psul of shinui bailim. And the fourth answer is, what's the chumr of shinui kodesh? Yeshno bitzibur. There are many karbonos that are incumbent upon the entire community, a karbon tzibur. And the halacha of shinui kodesh applies as well. So let's say I have a karbon tzibur that was an ola, and he had in mind l'shem shlamim, or vice versa. That'd be a problem. Kibbe yachid, as if it was a carbon yachid. But in the case of shinui bailim, there's no such thing as shinui bailim in the case of the carbon tzibur, because everybody is considered the bailim of a carbon tzibur. And now we turn to daf dalet omid beis. The afagav de tarti lav dafka. Don't take me seriously or literally on all four of these chumras in shinui kodesh. Tarte mia dafka, but two out of the four you have to take me seriously. And the Gemara goes through the four. Maishna Shinui Bailim de Lohavi Psula Begufo. What are you telling me? That in the case of Shinui Bailim, it's not a psul in the Gufa Karbon, right? Why? because machshava bi'alma, it's only because he thought a thought that was improper. You know, he had the thought for somebody else, for Shimon instead of Reuven. Ishina kodesh nami machshava bi'alma hu. There's no psul in the avoda per se in the gufa korban. You know, he didn't mess up in the actions that were done to the animal. He messed up in his mind. Ella, but rather the Torah says came in the achshava, since he had the wrong machshava, psula. As far as the Torah is concerned, that undermines the karmon. Is hachanami so too in the case of shinui bailim? If he has in mind the wrong machape, the wrong bailim, is came in the achshava psula. He had the wrong machshava that passes the karmon. So erase that one. You know, both shinui kodesh and shinui bailim are identical. They're both b'machshava. Then we have the sheet of Pinchas, who says, Rav Pinchas, that when the Yarshim bring the carbon has to be brought for them. In other words, they inherit their father's status as the Bala carbon. And therefore, Shinui Bailim applies even after the death of the Bala carbon, because now who enters into the shoes of the Bala carbon? It's the Yarshim. Is therefore, you can't tell me that Shinui Kodesh is more chomer that applies after Misa than Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim, according to Rav Pinchas, applies even after Misa. The Gemara seems to accept the principle of Ravi Pinchas. So imagine, Rabbosai, if Reuven dies and Chanoch, his son, brings the carbon that Reuven, his father, designated, and that carbon was brought Shalom L'Shem Chanoch. Chanoch is now going to have to bring another carbon to substitute for the carbon that his father, all of a sudden, was supposed to bring. Therefore, tarte mia ikal mifrach. However, you should know that there are two pirchas that still are valid. Number one, ma l'shinui kodesh shekein yeshno b'chol avodos. Right, shinui kodesh applies to all four avodos, each one independent, and yeshno gam b'karbonos tzibur. And they apply even to a communal carbon. But in the case of Shinui Bailim, that only applies if he's Choshev and Machshava Shalo Lizrok L'Shem Bailim, but L'Shem Bailim Acherim, or it's limited to a carbon Yachin and doesn't apply to a carbon Tzibur. So now we're stuck, because we know that in the case of Shinui Kodesh, that Lishma is a problem in all four avodos. In the case of Shinui Bailim, we only have a pasuk for Zvicha, our pasuk in Karban Toda, Ubasar Zevach Toda Shlama. How do we know that there's a psul of Shinui Bailim that applies to all four avodos? Elomar Avashi. Omar Kra, the pasuk says, V'nirtza lo lechaper olav. It says olav in the pasuk, that the kapara has to be for him. Velo al chavero, and therefore it requires l'shem bailim, and that already teaches me that the zrika, which is the kapara, has to be designated for the bailim. If there was a machshava for someone else, that the zrika and the kapara should be for someone else, it's not a fulfillment of a nirtza lo l'chaper olav. But once again, the Gemara is going to say, I need that pasuk for something else. So you think that you can use this pasuk to teach you the din of Shinui Bailim? I need it for a brice of inirtza lo lechaper olav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, es she'olav chayev bachriyuso, the es she'eno olav eno chayev bachriyuso. So Rabbosa, what I'm about to tell you as we complete the shir, Mitzvah Shem, is very, very important. There are two types of karbonos. There's something called a neder, and something called a nedava. In the case of a neder, a person says, Harei Olai. Harei Olai means, I will bring the carbon. Which carbon, which animal will I designate? If I designate Elsie, and then she gets lost, I have to bring a different carbon to replace that, because I have achrayus. Achrayus means responsibility. Then there's something called a nedava. A nedava means, I never said Harei Olai, I accepted upon myself. I said Harei Zu. I raised this is a carbon, and I designated it as a chatos, an olo, whatever it is. In such a case, if it gets lost, let's say it dies of an accident, chas v'shalom, so I don't have to replace it. I only was makdish this animal. So that's what v'nirtza lo l'chaper olav, Reb Shimon derives from this pasuk, olav. Olav means there's a responsibility on his shoulders. And when is there a responsibility on his shoulders? If a person took, everyone, a neder, And if he took a neder and he said, Arei olai lovi karbon, and after he was mafresh the karbon, it got lost, he's got to bring another karbon because of the achrayus. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi my taima, cave on the Omar olai, when he uses the magic word, he says, Arei olai, which is parallel to the word olav in the Pasuk Vinutza, lechaper olav, is that's considered commanded time leakatfe domi. All of means I'm taking it on my shoulders. So the Gemara answers, I can derive two things from the same pasuk. Why? Rav Ashi, when Rav Ashi said that we could derive Shini Bailim from the pasuk of Enirtzalol Chaper Olav, Ka'amar, he meant to derive it from the word lo, not from the word Olav. So we have two words here in this pasuk. There's lo, it's got to be for him, as opposed to Shini Bailim and Zrika for someone else. And number two, it's got to be olav, that if he took the neder, bless you, with the word olav, harel lai, then he is obligated to replace this animal if it gets lost. So now, Rabosa, where we're holding, just to summarize, is that Shinui Kodesh applies to all four avodos. Shinui Bailim applies right now to Zevach, meaning Shechita. We don't have a way of deriving all four avodos in Shini Bailim from Shini Kodesh, because Shini Kodesh is more chamur in two ways. Number one, that it applies independently to all four avodos. Number two, it applies even to a carbon tzibur. Now we have another pasuk to teach me that the Zrika lends itself to a psul of Shini Bailim. And the Gemara now is going to ask, what about Kabbalah Saddam? And Olacha Saddam, how do we know that the Shinui Bailim in those two cases, and that's going to be for tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we're up to the words, Ashkechan, Zvicha Uzrika. Okay then? So we'll stop here. If there